A U.S. airstrike in Somalia this week targeted the leader of the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. That's the same Al-Qaeda affiliate which took responsibility for attacking a popular shopping mall in Kenya last year, killing dozens. The Pentagon says they are, quote, assessing the results of the operation, which was reportedly carried out by drones. We're joined now from London by Natsnet Tesfai. She's with IHS Jane's, which analyzes defense and security issues. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So what prompted this U.S. airstrike?
Most likely in coordination with the African Union offensive that's currently been launched against Al-Shabaab as of last week. This is Operation Indian Ocean, where they're focusing on evicting Al-Shabaab from the remaining bases, which are pretty much along the Somali shoreline. So the airstrikes were targeting a town called Badawi, which is thought to be where the Al-Shabaab emir, Ahmed Gudani, has been basing himself for a number of years now.
The target was the head of Al-Shabaab. You just described him, Ahmed Abdi Gudani. What can you tell us about him?
He's an individual who's just taken the group through a stage of culling, mostly within its senior leadership. It hasn't been necessarily confirmed what the group was disputing, but some say it was because there was ideological differences of whether or not it would remain a Somali nationalist movement with Islamist inclination, or if it would be one that was aligned to a global jihadi agenda. Gudani's leadership was questioned, and we saw over the past few years that a number of senior leaders from the group were either targeted by his intelligence wing or they defected. And we saw with that there was a number of territorial losses that the group had suffered because at the same time it was undergoing military pressure from the African Union mission in Somalia, AMISOM, because this latest offensive is just the latest in a succession of offensives trying to evict Al-Shabaab from southern Somalia more generally.
You mentioned the internal conflict within the organization. If Gudani was killed in this attack, what impact could that have on the group and its broader capabilities?
Gudani was pretty much at the tail end of his drive to consolidate power under his position. And so it is very likely that he's been able to cement command and control structures within the group, and very likely that they've already planned for succession, considering the U.S. has been targeting Al-Shabaab's senior leadership for a number of years now. We do think that it will eventually have an impact on the group's ability to stage attacks beyond Somalia as it's facing mounting pressure from AMISOM on its bases within Somalia. So the less the group has a conducive operating environment in Somalia, the less it's going to be able to plan, train, and orchestrate attacks outside of Somali borders.
Natsnet Tesfai is with IHS Jane's, and she joined us from London. Thanks much.
Thank you.